I'm ready. I'm ready. Oh, I'm ready.
You're ready this time?
I'm ready now.
Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I'm your host, Samantha, and I'm joined by the Stormy Skies.
Hello, it's me again.
Can't get rid of you yet.
Nope. You could try, but I'll always find you.
All right. So this week on the show, we are reviewing Six Souls, and I am a horrible person because I've been so tired today for some reason. It's not because I was up until 4 a.m. watching the new Cloverfield movie.
It's cool.
Totally not because of that. So I'm just going to read the little synopsis and show notes straight from Wikipedia. Usually I do like to try and do more research than just Wikipedia before I start the show, but you know, this is life. This is real life right here.
Right?
Okay. So, interestingly enough, this movie is also known as Shelter. So, Shelter is a 2010 American supernatural horror film directed by Måns Marlén and Bjørn Stein, written by Michael Cooney and starring Julianne Moore and Jonathan Rhys Meyers. The film was released as Six Souls in the United States on March 1st, 2013.
What?
Video on demand, followed by a limited theatrical release on April 5th, 2013. Which is crazy. What was it doing for the 3 years?
Yeah, I thought I was wrong about 2010. I was like, but IMDb said 2010. What did I fuck up? No. How did I mix up my numbers?
I don't know. I mean, let me pull up IMDb and see if there's anything in the trivia about what happened to it, but I don't think there was.
It's bizarre.
Maybe they just didn't get around to it.
Maybe they just couldn't find a distribution for it, and I understand why. It's not that good.
No, it's really not.
I was expecting it to be pretty good, but...
Yeah. I was hoping that maybe, like, one of these days we would... Netflix would just like throw us a bone and give us a good movie. Well,
1920 London was pretty good.
1920 London. I don't even want to talk about that right now.
I always have room to talk about 1920 London.
You always have room to talk about 1920 London.
Like from now on, whenever I go to a party, I'm just going to sit around patiently and wait for someone to bring up either the 1920s or London or Bollywood films, just so
or horror movies or anything.
Anything.
Anything. And then you'll be like, well, you know what is a hidden masterpiece, 1920 London.
No, I want to propose to my friend who usually does movie marathons that we have a bad movie nightmare, bad movie marathon, and each person brings a bad movie of their choice, but I want to ban the room because we can't have five people bringing in the room.
Yeah, because that's not a bad movie. It's like that's an entertaining movie. You need to watch a really bad movie.
I know. It's like we get it. The room is quote unquote bad, but let's like give something to other bad movies because 1920 London is such a great bad movie.
It is so I know, right?
It's like ridiculous. It drags on, but there are just parts of it that are. You have to see for yourself.
Yeah, it's like we can't even explain it to you. You just have to experience it.
Like how you go from an exorcism scene to a love music video.
Yeah, a music video. And we're not kidding because there's like lip syncing. So, yeah.
It's probably one of my favorite episodes we've done. Go listen to our 1920 London episode if you haven't.
Yeah, dude. It's hilarious. All right. Let's dive right in.
Let's get into Six Souls / Shelter.
Shelter.
Which.
Yeah.
Okay, so I kind of feel bad diving right into acting. I kind of feel bad for Jonathan Rhys Meyers.
Yes.
Because I don't know if you watched The Tudors, but he was King Henry on The Tudors.
Yeah, I recognize him from the cover of the poster.
So part of me feels like he did this movie thinking that, oh, this is going to be how I break into American cinema and I'm going to be a star. And then it was not good. In fact,
is he British in real life?
Yeah, he's British in real life. He and Henry Cavill They were both in the show. They're both British in real life. And Henry Cavill, I think he was only in the first two seasons of The Tudors. He was like King Henry's best friend. And now everybody's obsessed with Henry Cavill because he's Superman and super sexy.
Superman.
Yeah, him and his mustache.
Does he have a mustache now?
He had to grow a mustache for Mission Impossible. And they had to CGI it out of Justice League because Paramount wouldn't let him shave it for the reshoots.
And they CGI'd out his mustache?
You need to look into it. It's hilarious.
It's kind of funny. I didn't think that was a thing. Interesting.
But in general, not in general, but specifically for this movie and other horror movies of its caliber, they take themselves too seriously because I think they fantasize about being the next horror movie to get nominated for an Oscar.
Because this one?
Yeah, don't you think it takes itself so seriously with its like underlying messages and cinematography?
Oh, yeah.
The director was like, oh, we're totally going to be the second, one of the few horror movies to ever be nominated for an Oscar. And then it was terrible.
Yeah. That's probably why they pulled on Julianne Moore.
Yeah, because there was Silence of the Lambs. And then I don't think horror has been recognized outside of like special effects.
Or,
in the awards series until this year with Shape of Water and Get Out.
Yeah.
Which I still I haven't seen either. I know I'm so naughty not seeing Get Out. I need to see it. Shut up.
But you haven't seen Get Out yet?
No, I've seen a lot of clips. I've seen a lot of clips of it.
I mean, I haven't seen The Shape of Water yet, but I don't get out too often. You know, it's like tough.
I know.
It's tough because I can't, you know.
Here's the thing. The movie theaters around me, one is renovating, so it has those nice like recliner seats. So it only has like 7 of its theaters open right now because the others are being renovated.
Yeah.
So they're not showing a lot of movies, which is why David, his brother, and I had to drive 2 hours down to Winston-Salem to go see The Disaster Artist.
Yeah, I remember that.
It wasn't being played around here and it's the same situation with The Shape of Water. We would have to drive 3 hours again to that same theater in Winston-Salem because that's the closest theater playing it.
Dang.
But I feel like if my theater wasn't doing these dumb renovations, they would have the Oscar baity movies playing right now because that's what they'd done in the past is they do late releases for these movies. But I will see Shape of Water because it looks really good and super cute.
Yeah.
Gotta love.
And I'm really in love with everybody who's in that movie.
Yeah. I really like Guillermo del Montoya.
Guillermo del Toro.
I started doing Inigo Montoya. You killed my brother.
It's okay. We all know who you mean. It's okay.
It's when I get to his last name that I start forgetting everything.
Guillermo.
But yeah, back to the movie at hand. Julianne Moore. She's good. I always kind of forget she exists until I see her in a movie.
Yeah, me too, right? She's great.
And I like her stuff. I like her a little more as a comedic actress. There's a movie, it might still be on Hulu or it's on Netflix, called Teacher. And it's one of those weird independent comedies. And she plays like a high school English teacher who's kind of bored with her life. And one of her students comes back. And he's like, I've written this play and nobody wants to produce it. And she reads it and she thinks it's the greatest thing she's ever read. And she gets the drama department to do it. And it's
cool.
It's pretty funny because it's a super adult play. It's like if a high school decided to do my play.
Oh, yeah, I see. Too much going on.
Yeah, too much blood.
Too much bad stuff. Too much dark stuff.
Too much sex on stage. All that
fun
stuff.
Yeah, it would really not be good for those high school kids.
It also has Lily Collins in it in a secondary role.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the girl from To the Bone. Super pretty.
Yes, she's very pretty.
I mean, she's not super pretty and to the bone, but in anything else you see her in, she's like super pretty.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Yeah, Julianne Moore was too good for this movie.
Yeah, Julianne Moore, she seriously was. She, like, kind of was the only reason why I kept watching it to the end.
Yeah. I mean, she's
her character was hilarious.
She's the actress they got to replace Jodie Foster in the sequel to Silence of the Lambs.
She was in Hannibal. And she played Clarice with a really weird little West Virginia accent or wherever she's from. But yeah, she's great. I liked her character in this because she was so, like, sarcastic.
Yeah. She kind of pissed me off a lot, but...
Really?
She was just kind of mean to her dad, but her dad was obnoxious, so I get it.
Yeah. Right? And her brother was, like, so cool that a person like that probably would never exist in real life.
Her brother was, like, raising her daughter, and she's, like, such a bitch to him.
I know, and I'm just like, wow, he really, like, has your daughter, like, 100% of the time.
Yeah, she's probably going to start calling him mommy because she'll forget
about it. I know. He's teaching her how to, like, play the drums and shit. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And you know what Julianne Moore as a mother does to her daughter in this movie?
What?
Gets her possessed by a demon.
I know.
Right? She got possessed by a demon at the end or whatever the fuck was going on.
She did. She got the back itchy demon disease.
Fuck. That's the worst of the diseases.
And it makes you cough up CGI dirt. Not just any dirt, Sam.
CGI dirt.
The actors couldn't possibly put coffee grinds in their mouth and act like they were coughing up dirt. They were like, you know what? Maybe we should just CGI that.
Oh my
God. Like, okay. It's like, we got the budget. Why don't we just, like, use our CGI budget because we haven't touched it? Oh, okay. Well, anyway, how did you feel about Jonathan Rhys Meyers or whatever his name is?
I mean, he was all right. I can see, like, why he wanted to take this role because multiple personality disorder, that's going to give me the chance to show off my acting chops.
Yawn.
Which I was so annoyed with how they were doing. I know it's not called multiple personality disorder anymore.
Dissociative identity disorder is what it's called now.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't remember what the
did.
Yeah, what did stood for anymore, because it's been years since I watched United States of Tara, which is a pretty good representation of what people think it is.
Yeah. But
what annoyed me with this movie's portrayal is, like, his eye color changed when he would become different personality. Yeah, I think when he went from being Sam to David, his eyes turned to blue.
Oh, is that why she said, are you wearing contacts?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, why did she ask him that? Yeah, I didn't even notice his eyes jump so
steep. I don't know if Sam himself was in a wheelchair or if he was in a wheelchair because he thought he was David. But if Sam was in the wheelchair and was, like, paraplegic, he would not suddenly be able to walk just because a different personality took over.
I know. But Sam, remember they looked at his x-rays and it was like two different spinal cords?
That's fucking dumb.
I know. Isn't that dumb? I'm like, what?
You can't have more than one spinal cord.
It was like a different person. I'm just like, what the fuck is this shit?
Give a spinal cord to someone who doesn't have it.
I know. Also,
little Johnny over here doesn't have a fucking spinal cord.
Little Johnny.
I should have said Tiny Tim. That would have worked better since Tiny Tim has, like, the cane already.
Poor Tiny Tim. Doesn't he die?
In one of the, like, not in the play overall.
He's sick.
I mean, in one of the, like, in the Ghost of Christmas Future, yeah, he dies, but then Scrooge changes his ways. So I assume that means Tiny Tim doesn't die.
It's Scrooge's fault he dies?
Yeah, because Scrooge was a dick and underpaid his dad, so he couldn't get proper medical care. And I don't know, maybe he even fired his dad. I should ask David. David played Scrooge in our high school production of it.
Really? Yeah.
I played one of the charity women who's like, will you donate to the Cancer Society?
Oh, cool. And did he say no thanks?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rude.
Yeah.
What
notes on acting do you have?
I just said, like, I said the guy, I mean, he's okay. And then later I said, is there a purpose to what he's doing? And I don't know what that means. when I wrote that, but
no,
whenever
I don't get the purpose to any of this.
Yeah, same. I was like, I feel like I have no idea what the hell's going on again.
Because they kind of drop the David and his mom storyline halfway through.
They really then do.
The witches kind of come out of nowhere at the end.
Yeah, like the hill people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell is this all about now? It's just like too much. Once again, it's too much stuff all shoved into one movie, and it doesn't make any sense.
So since we're moving on to story.
Yes.
After watching this movie, I feel like I want to make a big Excel spreadsheet of all the movies we watch. And then like the going down will be the movies we watch. And then going across will be like horror movie stereotypes, like horror movie cliches. And then I just want to make a giant graph of who the worst offenders are. Because this movie was pretty offensive when it comes to horror movie cliches.
Oh, yeah, definitely was.
Let's see. You've got the old people coughing up flies. Wasn't there one old guy who was coughing up flies, or did I mistake the CGI dirt for flies?
I think it was always dirt.
Okay. Well, anyway, ignore that first note about don't you hate it when
bees.
You catch flu.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what is that? Was I not paying attention? I thought I did pretty good this time, but
here I thought it flu. Was.
I mean, you know what? The CGI dirt looked like ants at one point.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell's going on? But it's there. Then they made it clear that it was like he put dirt in their mouth. And I was like, oh. What? Okay. Yeah, I really want you to do that Excel spreadsheet. That would be really great. Another thing you could put on there is the mental illness mistaken for possession or vice versa. It's like they're not mentally ill. They're possessed by a demon.
Sorry, I'm replying to a Facebook comment.
Okay. I was like, Sam, are you there? What's Facebook saying? What Facebook
Nothing.
Comment? I want to go look.
You can't see it.
Oh.
It's in one of my private groups.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Anyway, sorry for being rude, everybody.
It's okay.
All two of our listeners.
Yeah.
Actually, we're pretty close to 400 listens. We might crack that this week.
Nice.
On a SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
Yeah, one of the cliches was when she went to find David's mom, and it's just this creepy old-looking house, and there are dolls hanging from the tree. Ooh.
Oh, that's another big cliche. Scary dolls. Not that.
Let's see, the weird music just hanging from the clothesline.
Like, that's so dumb, because like I know they meant to do that to look creepy, but I was like, oh, she's only put it there so it would dry. So, you know, I don't know. People are probably like, oh, that's so creepy looking. Why is there like sheet music? I'm like, probably
normies.
Because she fucking has a piano. What the fuck you think? God.
Fucking normies.
Damn. Oh, yeah. Another cliche would be like having your bodies buried in your backyard.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's... It's such an outdated tradition. I can't even, maybe.
What else is there? I guess this movie
takes place in Appalachia, so.
Yeah. Well, it's filmed in Pittsburgh, so everyone's like, oh. But it's funny because since it's filmed in Pittsburgh and then there are like Southern Hill people, I was like, that's not really, you're not in like the forest, that you're like just kind of like a little bit north of Pittsburgh and you're next to a highway. Like. Oh, deep in the woods. No, I know exactly where you are.
Yeah.
You're just in like the woods.
Because I'm sure, actually probably not around here. It's too mountainous. Because I'm in Appalachia too. I consider my area more true Appalachia than up near you. But
yeah, I'm too far from it. I'm too west of it. Like if I go east, then I'll be more in the mountains, like northeast.
Oh, I'm like, my town is built right on a mountain. I could probably roll down one of the hills and accidentally end up in West Virginia.
So.
Am I losing you?
What are you doing?
I think I lost you for a second.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, your soul was taken.
Oh, my soul was taken. Oh, no. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Well, I feel like once I knew that this guy was like multiple personality guy, I was like, oh, is this supposed to be about possession? Because the first thing that happened was like his first personality was kind of like this like sweet southern, like nice boyish, you know, kind of character, very polite. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is this becoming a ripoff of Edward Norton and Primal Fear? Have you seen Primal Fear?
No, I have not.
Oh.
I don't think so, at least.
Well, spoiler alert. Do you want me to spoil it for you?
Go ahead.
Spoiler alert, Edward Norton's character the whole time is pretending to act like somebody else. And his true, like, character is, like, a really mean, like, a really mean guy, but the whole time he's pretending to be the super sweet, like, country guy. It was just like the spitting image, like the same exact character that he just like stole it from Edward Norton pretty much. And I was like, wow, okay, that's not fair. Edward did it better anyway. That movie had people shook.
I bet it did.
But yeah, it just totally just became a ripoff of Edward Norton's character in Primal Fear. But then he started to add a couple more like personalities, but he didn't get up to six souls, or did he? Like, I don't know.
Yes.
Did he? Okay, because I remember in the beginning it's two. And then we add the third guy who's like the metal guitarist guy.
Great.
And then we add the doctor, the old doctor, who dies.
Are you talking about her dad? Because her dad dies.
No, I'm not there yet. Her old doctor dies first.
Okay.
And then her dad.
And then I guess her daughter. The daughter. Okay. So yes.
Yeah.
We get up to six souls.
Fabulous. I was hoping we wouldn't get to six souls so I could just complain about that. But they didn't even get to six souls. They only had like three or four.
So when he breaks towards like the middle of the movie, because this is another 2-hour horror movie.
Yeah.
There's a part where after they discover one of the dead bodies.
Yeah.
She goes to her daughter to pick up her daughter from a soccer game because, once again, she's a terrible mother and forgot to pick up her daughter.
Yes, of course.
Adam Saber is there. How did he get out of the mental hospital? Or wherever he was locked up? Because if he's being accused of murder, shouldn't he be, like, under surveillance?
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm trying to remember, like, his whole, like, living situation, because I guess he was at the hospital, but at one point he's at her dad's house. I don't know how he got out of the hospital at all.
I don't know. It just bothered me, and maybe she should teach her daughter not to talk to strangers.
I mean, yeah, I would rewatch it just to, like, go back over, like, where he's supposed to be at so I can catch. That's probably a continuity error.
Yeah.
It's a big one if
it's probably deleted scene where he breaks out of the where he is.
Which is, wow, great. Good job. Delete that scene so we all get super fucking confused.
Yeah. It's weird the scenes they choose to delete from movies. If you go and watch the Titanic deleted scenes, they basically cut out all the, like, chemistry building scenes between Jack and Rose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I love that movie.
It's a good one. It's a good one. I just want Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio to get married.
I know.
Like, all her marriages end in divorce, and he's never been married. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is.
Yeah, seriously. All right, so moving on.
Another part of the story involving the daughter. The witches say they can't save the 6-year-old from dying because she's already turned away from God. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, she did turn away from God.
No, she's 6 years old. She doesn't know what the fuck she's saying. She doesn't... Like, you can't determine if someone's turned away from God until they're, like, 21 years old. Like, at 6 years old, you're just going to repeat what you hear the adults around you saying.
Exactly.
So, that's really stupid.
Well, she was like, oh, well, how can there be a God if they let Dad get murdered on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah. But it's like Heaven is for Real for kids.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's just Heaven is for Real, but the kids' book version of it is called For Kids.
Yeah.
It's about a little boy who had a near-death experience. And
I saw it already, yeah.
And he's like, oh, I went to heaven, and it was just as it was described, but hello, his father's a pastor, and he hears his parents talk about heaven all the time, so maybe he just rehashed the shit his dad was saying. No offense to any Christians listening to the podcast.
But he knew what Jesus looked like for real, Sam. Remember at the end of the movie, everyone's like, oh, Jesus looks like this, and he's like, no, Jesus looks like this.
Jesus was white.
No, it wasn't a white Jesus picture, because it was like, there was a painter on TV that was painting pictures of Jesus' face, and the kid was like, that's what he looks like, and it was like a Middle Eastern man's face, you know what I mean?
They actually let that get by in a Christian movie?
Didn't you see the whole thing?
No, I only watched a review of it.
Oh, well, I saw it, and at the very end, that's what happens.
Why did you see it?
Because they're like, everyone's like, well, does Jesus look like this? And he's like, that's not Jesus. And everyone's like all disappointed because, like, that's what they think Jesus looks like. But then there's this person on the news that they're like, oh, well, I received a vision or something, and I'm supposed to be painting Jesus. And it's on the news, and the kid sees it, and he's like, that's what he looks like.
Hmm.
And, like, everyone gets shook. It's kind of cool. I mean, it's how you would think Jesus would look like, just not a white man, you know?
Yeah, he's still got the beard.
Not white skin, olive skin, yeah.
Still got the beard and shit. Anything about the story that you noticed that I overlooked because I stopped paying attention and started working on my own play?
I have a lot of things to say about the story / plot. So, I say the telephone shit is dumb because they keep calling him. And he's like, is Adam there? And he's like, no, I'm here. And then he, like, his neck, like, breaks. And then he turns into somebody else. Mm-hmm. It's like, what? And then I hate when they, like, do a mental illness thing, but then they, like, turn it around to make it about possession. Like,
that's
it would
really
be
bad.
Scarier if it was actually about him being schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Try to, like, keep it there, or, like, even then I feel like that's so overdone because no one does it well enough.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep trying and trying and trying, and it's just, like, kind of coming not it's falling flat.
I think it's mildly offensive when they have it about mental disorder and then they're like, oh, nope, it's a demon possession.
I know, and I'm just like, stop. Like, either do one or the other, don't mix it up. But then I can understand why they mix it up, because realistically I suppose that's what people would think, but I don't know. It's just like, and I'm getting real sick and tired of this demon possession crap in every single movie.
I know.
Ugh,
I know.
God, like 1920 London. Ooh, oh,
you know what would be like a good crossover sequel for
what?
This movie and another movie we watched?
Yeah.
Julianne Moore goes in to treat the guys from 13 Demons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're still in jail, and they're like, I am the Golden Paladin. I destroyed my – I don't even know. I can't even remember. It's been such a long time. And she's like, no, you guys. And instead of yelling at them, like, the cops yelled at them the whole time, she would just, like, talk to them very, like – she would be better at it than the guys in the movie. All the cops did was just yell at them, like, it's just a game. And I'm like, yelling at them really isn't getting you anywhere. You're not doing good at your job.
Yeah, and then, like, she starts investigating the game, and then we see Julianne Moore go into that weird, crazy...
I don't even want to talk about it, man.
You don't want to remember?
Now I'm thinking about it, and I'm, like, remembering, like, that weird, like...
The weird fight
filtered out.
The weird fight the weird filters.
Yeah, it's literally just they're fighting a guy who has, like, Halloween store... hand gloves that make your fingers really long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, it's the demon.
That is absolutely what they're fighting.
And they somehow kill, like, kids too. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? These guys, it's just ridiculous. That movie is ridiculous. How did it get to, like, Netflix?
How did they allow it to exist?
Can we, like, contact those guys?
No, we can't
contact. Didn't you say he didn't have a Twitter?
He didn't have a Twitter, so no, we can't contact him.
Dang it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, if it makes you feel any better about these demon possession movies, we're finally getting to 6 - 5 = 2, which is...
It's about demon possession, isn't it?
I think it's a demon possession. Challenging outdoor activity. A challenging outdoor adventure makes a group of friends into territory that can never be found on a map. Oh, maybe not. But it's,
you know,
it's
what?
Another
it's probably
going to
be
horror movie.
Okay. What else do I got? So at one point in the movie, the brother talks about how he lets the daughter watch Night of the Living Dead, which is pretty cool because they're in Pittsburgh. So that's like a homage to the area because it was filmed in Evans City, which is a little bit north of me. But then like in his like band room, he has like a Night of the Living Dead poster. And once I see stuff like that, I'm just like, wow. So Night of the Living Dead is like the only movie you've ever watched.
I think they were just paying homage to the fact that they're in Pittsburgh and Night of the Living Dead with film in Pittsburgh.
They might as well. It would be the same as if he like wallpapered it with like every single Night of the Living Dead poster around and like the whole all his walls are covered with like just that movie. Because that's what it reminds me of. I'm like, oh, so you watched that movie and like that's the only one that you've ever liked or watched. Good job. Ugh. You're really a cool hipster guy. You must love zombies.
Another story detail I wanted to bring up. Yes. When she wheels Sam out into the woods and then his wheelchair gets stuck. Why are you even wheeling someone in a wheelchair out into the woods when it's covered with leaves and shit anyway?
And muddy.
You're just asking for it to get stuck.
She had that guy help her.
She's dumb.
Right. She's so dumb. And then he had like a freak out and she's like, it's okay. I'm going to use my flip phone. Oh no, I'm in the woods and I don't have any service. Like, oh, my flip phone sucks. It's like,
another horror cliche.
Also, another huge thing that you and I should discuss real quick is, you know how at the end she killed him just by like strangling him to death?
Yeah.
But like he's been tormenting people and walking the earth since like the 1800s or whatever, however old he is. So I wrote, is killing him as easy as just killing a human person?
Yeah.
Because clearly it is.
They clearly just never tried choking him.
I was like, what? This whole time they were terrified of him. Like, have you tried choking him? Maybe shooting him? Okay.
I guess they just
any like normal way to kill a person in a horror movie, you haven't tried that. You just do weird shit and do like snake venom shit and make people eat dirt. Like that, what the hell? It just that whole detail could have erased literally half of the movie. Like, oh well, if he's tormenting you, then let's just like, you know, lock him up. But locking him up doesn't help, so we have to kill him. So it's as simple as that. I thought he would be difficult to kill because he has six souls inside of him.
And she has to kill each soul individually.
Right, you know, but I guess not. The hell?
Implying that a cat has 9 lives, so I'm not just saying let's go kill a cat. I'm just saying that cats have 9 lives, so... you'd have to throw them off a building 9 times for them to die.
Wow, that's terrible.
It's facts. It's scientific facts that cats have 9 lives.
Listen, why did killing him then make the one guy's soul go into her daughter's body?
I don't know.
Is there some sort of a weird thing that I missed that said that would
happen? They wasted 2 hours on nothingness, and then like when they finally introduced the mountain people, they didn't use the mountain people to explain anything. No, they were just there.
They didn't. They were just there, and it was stupid and weird, and I was like, this is literally pointless. What's happening?
Right.
I hate this. Oh, I hate it when that happens, but it keeps happening, and that's the problem with horror people is, like, you try to do one thing, and then you get stuck, and so you want to add all this weird random shit into it, and it don't do that because it never works.
Right.
It just turns out ridiculous.
Listen to us, two unpublished authors.
for real. And we've never directed a horror movie in our lives, but don't worry. We know what we're talking about.
Because we're true horror fans.
It's the real horror show.
That's it. We can end the podcast. So we said it.
No. We have to talk about production. Sam, what do you got?
The first note, who the hell spells their name S-A-M-M-Y? Fucking loser.
I know. That's pretty weird. I've never seen it like that.
Because I was watching it with subtitles and it was spelled Sammy like that. And it's like, that's such a lazy, generic way to spell it.
So dumb. I know.
I spell mine S-A-M hyphen M-E.
No, you don't.
No, that would be stupid.
Mr. Odie.
Yeah. Shut up. These opening credits, the opening credits looked like they were straight from a made-for-TV movie. Which did not bode well for me. It was just a generic font in the right-hand corner.
Yep.
Just like what I would see from a Lifetime drama.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
I'm into Lifetime dramas, but I'm not into their opening credit sequences.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man.
And just another production note I made that I already brought up earlier. This movie is pretentious as fuck because they had wet dreams about getting some kind of award recognition. Hence why.
Oh, yeah, they definitely did. Yeah.
Hence why it's so deep with this demon possession, mental illness stuff, and these deep shots and symbolism. I don't know.
Right.
What production notes you have, home skillet?
Let me see. Filmed in Pittsburgh, yippee. Also, you know what? Okay, so you can film stuff wherever you want. That's totally fine. You can film it on a soundstage. This thing could have been filmed on a soundstage or literally anywhere that there was a wooded area and a building. So the reason why it kept doing like the Pittsburgh skyline, and then at one point she's at this one diner, called Ritter's, which is in like fucking, I don't know, Shadyside or some shit. So it's like nearby. It's in the city. It's like a popular place. And I was like, why, like, are you trying to like advertise for people to come here? Or just like, because you could just literally skip her being at Ritter's altogether, but it's all, it's like they did stuff like that. So people would like, it would be emphasized that she was at this place. Or like it's emphasized that she's in Pittsburgh because they show the point, but she's never actually there. She's filming her, all of her things outside the city. You know, so it's like really bizarre. So I was like, why did you do that? You know? Yeah, it's bizarre. It's almost like, you know how Batman, the one Batman movie with Bane, it was filmed in Pittsburgh, but they didn't fucking like whenever they're in the whenever they're in certain places, they don't like show the like name of the building. Like, oh, we're at the Pittsburgh Hotel. We're at the Pittsburgh Diner. Hello, we're at the Pittsburgh City.
Yeah, but that's because weird. Batman doesn't live in.
They're in Gotham City. They're in Gotham.
And I guess Pittsburgh is more Gotham-y than shiny Philadelphia.
And well, this movie takes clearly they're meaning it to take place in like West Virginia or some like. Place where there are just Satan worshiping mountain witches. Okay. And Pittsburgh is not, it's a city, you know, so you need to like, I don't know what the hell they were thinking anyway, but it's fine. That it was filmed in Pittsburgh. Cool. That's great. Good for them. All right. And I just said completely 100% of all the camera angles are a setup for slight jump scares, which are amateur at best. So, for example, at one point, Julianne Moore is in her car and she's rummaging through a box of files about the guy. And the camera angle is pointing up from the bottom of the floor of the driver's seat. And it could, you can see the corner of the like shot. It's like the window. And I was like, oh, well, the reason why they're shooting it like that is because someone's probably going to pop up in the window and scare us. And alas, it happened. I was like, wow, seriously, like I hate when I can like guess what's going to happen. So like try something different. Be more original. Don't be lazy. Speaking of being lazy, don't use CGI for vomit. Why don't you just make them spit out coffee grinds instead if it's supposed to be dirt. It's like really easy. It's called acting. Everybody's done it. I don't know why they had to do that. Also, speaking of being really lazy, at one point, someone is getting bloody cuts on their back. And while that's happening, the cuts are literally CGI cuts. So I'm just like, wow, like, it couldn't have just done some practical effects, you know, some like latex and fake blood. You had to do CGI for the cuts. Really? Mm-hmm. No ketchup? Like,
I wonder, God, at what point does it become more expensive to just use CGI than to use practical makeup effects?
I don't know what they were thinking.
Like, with the amount of CGI they used for the little things in this movie, they probably could have saved $100,000 just by getting Maxwell House coffee grounds and someone to throw on some makeup onto their backs.
Yes.
Also, little production note that I didn't have in my notes, but it was brought to my attention via our friends at Grindhouse Theology, that apparently at the end of the credits sequence, they thank the residents of Pittsburgh and all their friends and family and God at the end.
Oh, really?
Like, what the fuck?
That's kind of you funny.
Asshole.
It's like, what?
That's so weird. Dumb.
When they do that. The last production note I have is I said, why was throwing the kid through the glass shower in slow-mo? I don't think it was the kid being thrown. I think it was the brother. But he was thrown through the glass shower, but that was the only sequence in the whole movie that was in slow motion, and it didn't even have to be. I was like, oh, are we supposed to look at how brutal it is to go through the shower glass door? Like,
it was supposed to be spooky and intense.
Wow, that was really eerie. I'm so glad it wasn't slow-mo. It made me afraid of my shower. My shower is in a glass shower, but don't want one of those. Because what if I get thrown through it? Oh my God. I'm so scared right now. Anyway, that's all I have for production.
All right, let's move on to assessing the real horror show of this movie.
Yeah! You did it! Oh boy, the real horror show.
I would say not raking the fucking leaves from your front steps and your son slips on the leaves and becomes paraplegic and eventually dies.
Oh my God.
That's what happened to American Horror Story actress's son in this movie. David she said that he slipped on some leaves on like the front walk and then broke his back or something.
Oh my God.
Which
that's
is why
terrible.
You should always do your chores, ladies and gentlemen.
They must have been really slick leaves. Yeah. Like, wow. what was she talking? Okay, so I zoned out of the movie at like literally the worst time because it was the time when she was telling Julianne Moore about how David was tortured in the woods. Were you paying attention during that part?
No.
Oh, shit. And I feel like it was like pretty interesting. I'm like, wow. Cause like I zoned out, but then I zoned back in when she was like, those terrible people tortured him in the woods and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whoa, really? Why? And I was like, what happened? But then I didn't even feel like rewinding it. So I was hoping I would just ask you.
You expect me to pay attention to a 2 hour long movie?
I don't know. Hopefully maybe just that one spot you were like, oh yeah, I was paying attention.
I paid attention to like other parts of the movie.
God damn it, Sam.
Like I remember that he slipped on the leaves on the front steps.
I didn't notice that detail, so
you're
thank
welcome.
You.
That was vital. Yeah. That's the real horror show.
That's the real
Good
horror
night, everybody.
Show. What did I – let me see if mine are even, like, make sense. I said don't pass – don't pass off your patient to your daughter or you'll lose your whole family. Okay, so the whole reason why this happened is because her dad – was like, oh, I'll tell my daughter to take care of him because she'll think it's interesting. And then it's going to be this whirlwind of like dangerous possessions and everyone's going to die.
That probably would have happened regardless.
A real horror show. Mm. So don't do that. Just do your own job. Don't make your children do your job
for Glenn.
You. Just do your job. Just do it. If you can't do it, then you shouldn't have that job. Anyway. All right, what's the next thing I have? satanic rituals in the mountains done by witch doctors. That's scary.
I suppose it is. I mean,
are there people like that out there? Tweet at us.
I mean, there are Wiccans, but I wouldn't. But
I know, but like, are there people like this, though? Like hill people who are blind but use children to see with their eyes, and then they like have a rattlesnake in the middle of Pittsburgh, and that we don't have
probably
that
back in the olden days.
In the olden days, in 2010 though.
Yeah, no, probably not in 2010. We have
that was a weird time for everybody.
We have real doctors in 2010. I don't know. I mean, these were foreign directors. I think they're from Sweden or something, based on those surnames. So who knows? Maybe in Sweden they still have witch doctors.
Maybe they do have witch doctors there. Yeah, and they make you eat dirt. Yeah. And
we'll never know, because Sweden is such a different country. So different and so far away from us. Maybe we'll research that and bring it up.
Maybe one day we'll understand.
Maybe we'll understand those weird Swedish.
Because we're stupid.
Understand
Americans.
Those weird Swedish customs.
Yeah. Because we're only Americans, what do we know? Not really anything. You know what, Sam? That's all I got.
That's all I have, too.
That's all I got,
do anything man. Interesting this weekend?
This weekend. You know it's bad when I have to look at my planner to tell you what I've done, because I don't know what day it is. Okay, today's Monday. I cleaned the house yesterday. Well, cleaned the apartment.
Nice.
And the day before that, I was really sick.
Yeah, we've had to delay recording because you were sick.
Yeah. I got sick again because Luke was sick. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then I became sick 3 days later. So I was like, great. And so I left
Hooray
to work early.
For
and
marriage.
I just kinda like, I know.
Cohabitation.
That is it, Sam. I didn't do fucking anything this weekend except clean and plan the honeymoon.
Let's see. I watched Cloverfield Paradox last night.
So wait, can we talk about that real quick? How was that? I keep hearing like really bad reviews.
For me, what I've seen, reviews are mixed, because it's very different from the last two Cloverfield movies, which I was expecting. But in a weird way, it ties the movies together. I'd say it takes place... This is one of the things I don't like about it. It takes place during the first Cloverfield movie, so it's like an in-between sequel, a midquel, if you will.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're on this spaceship trying to find a new power supply, trying to generate more energy for the Earth because the Earth is running out of energy and war is imminent because of this. And so there are six people on a space mission to do this. But since the technology they're using is so strong, it could create some kind of paradox and crash two dimensions into each other. And that's exactly what happens. And the result of this is a really cool, creepy sci-fi horror movie with Cloverfield elements shoehorned in. Kind of like with 10 Cloverfield Lane, which I love 10 Cloverfield Lane. I love all the Cloverfield
movies. Oh, I love that
I love
movie.
All the Cloverfield movies. I think they're so fun and so great. And this one kind of does tie it together, but it's a shoehorned in explanation. Kind of like how the Cloverfield elements were kind of shoehorned into 10 Cloverfield Lane.
But I loved it. I love 10 Cloverfield Lane, but I didn't see the first one.
You didn't
though.
See the first one? The first one's great. The first one's great. I love
Is
the
it?
First one.
Okay.
So,
is it anywhere I can stream it?
I think
it?
You have to rent it off Amazon Prime.
Damn.
But it's pretty cheap. It's like $5 to
I'll
rent.
Find another way. I'll find another way, okay. Samantha.
but yeah, because they kind of fucked up the dimensions, they caused the monsters from the original Cloverfield to appear and start destroying shit on Earth. And spoiler alert. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Delayed spoiler alert.
Oh, shit.
You should have seen it coming when I started talking about it. But I get why people don't like it, because it does feel very shoehorned in. But I don't know. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. I mean, I get what people are saying, that the Cloverfield elements were really shoehorned in, but I love the whole sci-fi movie part of it. I thought that was so much fun. and Gugu. I'm probably butchering her name. She was great, the lead actress in it. It was great. And Chris O'Dowd was in it. He was fun.
Isn't that one guy from Inglourious Bastards
probably
in it?
Yeah.
German yeah. guy.
So it's a fun yeah. movie. It won't really answer a lot of questions about Cloverfield, but it does try to answer questions about the universe. People probably just don't like those answers, and that's why they're bitching about it. Mm-hmm. And if they, since 10 Cloverfield Lane was so well received by critics and horror fans, I think yeah. they were hoping for something more like that again, and they're upset that they right. didn't get that. But I loved the movie. I loved the way it was released. Like, as soon as I heard it was coming mm-hmm. out after the Super Bowl, I was like, David, look at the Netflix. The new Cloverfield movie is coming out. And I love that, because when was the last time we've actually seen a movie that wasn't so overexposed to us through the internet and marketing campaigns? Like, yeah. that was my favorite part of this, is I didn't know anything about it going in. So it was just a big mind fuck for me.
Nice. I'll have to watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you should watch it. I think you would enjoy it.
Okay. Let's see. Well, this weekend I watched Altered Carbon on Netflix. It's a new Netflix series. Did I talk to you about it already?
No.
At all? No, I didn't? Okay, I'll have to talk to you about it. Well, I have had my eye on it because James Purefoy, the actor from The Following, is in it. And if he's in something, I'll like freak out and I have to watch it. So I was so excited to see that he was going to be in something new, especially on Netflix. So watched it. It's based off of a couple books by a cyberpunk sci-fi writer from London. And the TV show is really cool. It's based in the future. And it's about these people who basically you have this thing in your spinal cord near your neck called a stack, and it holds your conscience, and your body can physically die or be killed. But as long as the consciousness stack is in place and not injured, your consciousness can be moved to another body, and bodies are called sleeves. In the future, you can live to be like 200, 300 years old. You can just keep getting new sleeves if someone tries to kill you. And you know, richer people have nicer ones. People who aren't wealthy get like free sleeves. And so if a child dies, and their parents can't afford a nice upgraded sleeve, they can possibly get the body of an old woman because it's just like a leftover free one. You know yeah. what I mean? It's really interesting. And there's so much to it, and I couldn't stop watching it. I watched 3 episodes and I'm totally into it. Totally. Super excited that James Purefoy's in it. I love that man. And the main character dude, he's like the guy from House of Cards. And like, I don't really like him at all, but I'm just like dealing with it because James Purefoy's in it. And it's also really cool because in the future, there are people who are like AIs. So it's not a person. It's just like a computerized like intelligence. And it could like make itself known in any form. And there's a hotel called The Raven, and Edgar Allan Poe is like the proprietor of the hotel, and it's just the coolest thing ever. So I'm just like pretty psyched about this show. It's great. It's really entertaining. It's a great sci-fi show. Despite the terrible reviews from the, you know, critics, audiences love that shit. So don't worry about the reviews. Just watch it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, in general, just fuck yeah. the reviews. If you want to watch something, watch it. And if yeah, you enjoy it, enjoy it.
Like, right. Don't worry about what other people are saying before you watch it. Just make your own opinions. Don't be that guy.
I guess we're now film critics since we're doing this. I mean, our opinions are our opinions. We can't really dictate if you like something or not. And don't be embarrassed if you like it.
Yeah, that's like the problem with like, In the horror communities, like people, if like, you know, too many people like one movie and only a couple people don't like it, it's just like this terrible toxic environment mm-hmm. where if it's a horror movie and like no one likes it, you're condemned if you like it. You know what I mean? Like what you want. Horror, there's so many different types of horror. So just like, don't worry about
like
trying to fit in with your like movies that you like.
Like your friend Tim just said Cloverfield Paradox was trash, and I called him a stupid whore who didn't know anything.
Did you? Wait, where did he say
that?
He said
it on Facebook. I didn't actually say that.
Oh my God.
I mean, now he knows that I think it because he'll hear this episode. But.
Oh, wait. He said.
He just said it was trash.
He just said, I don't say this much, but goddamn, was this movie trash? I don't see your
comment. I said I didn't comment on it.
Oh, why? Well, do it.
That's me.
Why?
He'll hear it on the podcast like 33 other people.
Oh, God. Let's just like keep it on the DL. So this will be a test to see if he actually listens to the episodes or not. And then we'll, if he does at this moment in time, he'll message me and let me know.
He'll know that I call him a goddamn whore who doesn't know anything.
And then he'll know. A goddamn
whore. Who doesn't know anything.
He said, after all, enjoy Children of the Corn 3 Urban Harvest. Like, he's obsessed with talking about how he likes that movie. And it's just like, seriously, enough. Enough with the fucking Children of the Corn.
I hate
shit.
Children of the Corn in general. That movie series is horrible.
Me too. I watched the first one. I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
So bad.
It's like freaky. It's bad, but I was thoroughly enjoying watching it because it was so crazy. I was like, what is this?
Speaking of horror movies on Netflix,
nuts.
The remake of Cabin Fever is on Netflix.
Wait, there's a remake of Cabin Fever? Eli Roth
Cabin
Fever?
Yeah, I told you about it. It's basically, it's the exact same script, but with all personalities sucked out of it.
Wait, but why would they do that? It's not even that old of a movie yet, so it's not time for
they
a remake.
Just did it to do it. And
I don't want to watch
David
it. I don't want to watch it.
Since David is kind of sort of a fan of it, we watched it, and it was so bad.
Oh, I bet it was. It sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Wait, so what movie are we
watching?
We
are
watching next?
6 - 5 = 2.
6 - 5. Oh, do we have to? Can we skip it?
Do you want to skip it? I don't think that's how this works. We don't have established rules, but I'm going to say it doesn't work like that. I mean, if you don't want to watch it, we can skip ahead to... this looks like another Demon Possession movie. This looks like another Demon Possession movie. This looks like another Demon Possession movie. Aliens.
Ooh,
Zone of Silence.
Oh. Is that... So, that's... gonna be the sequel to
Alien. Don't be stupid. Don't be fucking stupid.
I was like, is that on there?
I think it's a dumb like indie horror movie that's trying to cash in on like dumb people who don't know what the sequels to Aliens are.
Dang. All right, we'll just watch 6 - 5 = 2. Whatever.
So just so you guys know, if Stormy quits the podcast, it's not because we hate each other, it's because she hates the movies she has to watch.
I'm not going to quit the podcast. Right. I'm going to do it because hearing you and I banter about it, if it's so terrible, is worth it.
See, I always prefer talking about the bad ones to the good ones because the good ones were just like, oh, this was so good. This was so good. And the bad one, it's just like, fuck, kill me.
Like, well, shit. Where do I
begin?
But
honestly, in terms of bad, I don't think anything is going to top 1920 London. Like, ever.
Right. Oh God, nothing will top that.
It was so amazing with how little it made sense, and I mean, hashtag horror was just like garbage.
Oh,
13
Jesus.
Demons was pig vomit, and
God.
Maybe we should start like just ranking the movies we watch. We'll have a like scale of best to worst, and it's 300 titles long.
300 titles long.
That'll be fun. We'll publish it to BuzzFeed and then everybody will come listen to our podcast and tell us how racist and sexist and shit.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And goddamn, we're just terrible
people. We are.
You know what? We're not that bad. Like,
compared to
speaking,
Nazis, we're really nice.
Really nice people.
Yeah, if you look at the bottom of the totem pole, we're like slightly above that.
Oh yeah, we're like nice people. Plus, we're girls, so like we're a little nicer.
Yeah, we get a pass for being assholes because we got titties.
Exactly. That's right.
Speaking of being an asshole,
and it's endearing.
Since nobody on the podcast follows me on my personal Twitter account, which nobody knows I actually got into an actual fight with one of the vegan YouTubers I hate. Did you not see really? That? Like, it wasn't like an actual.
No, because you're barely on your Twitter anyway. Because you're always on Real Horror Show. I sometimes see you retweet stuff on your personal. Yeah.
No, I've mentioned them like briefly on the podcast before, but there's this douchebag vegan YouTuber who's gone alt-right, and his girlfriend, I don't think she deleted it, even though she should have. I can pull it up right now.
Yeah. Wait, I'm on your Twitter right now, so who is it?
Her name is Alina Tarasuk or something.
How long ago was this?
Friday, because David was there when I started.
Friday.
No, I've got it pulled up. Eyes. Yeah.
Okay, oh,
so the tweet I responded to was, liberal democratic leftists are usually Muslim sympathizers, pro-abortion, immigration advocates, socialists, communists, anti-free speech, aggressive, smug people that... Oh, wait, I'm not reading it properly.
Aggressive... Oh, wait, I found it.
Aggressive, smug people that are out of their mind? They scare me. I can't believe I call myself a liberal. I am so glad I educated myself.
So glad I educated myself. Is she, like, naked in her picture? Oh, she's wearing, like, a new dress.
And so I responded, as a liberal, I often carry a coat hanger in case I see a pregnant woman. And then she responded.
Abortion joke.
Abortion joke.
Wait, I'll be her and you be you.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Abortion joke. Liberals love making those. Ha ha ha. JK, it's
then
not
I
funny.
Just respond, didn't you like fake a pregnancy this summer? Because she did.
And then she never responded. And then she never responded. Someone like did a bunch of the cry laughing emojis.
Because she did. She did.
And then like, said, what do you mean fake?
A gay abusive boyfriend back. She like faked a pregnancy hilarious. To get attention. It was... hilarious. So, bitch, don't pretend you're on a higher plane just because I'm pro-choice.
Is this the vegan girl that you had to watch their
show?
You
wanted to shoot yourself in the face.
Oh, really? This is them?
And you wanted to shoot yourself in the face.
I did.
So dumb.
God.
Let's start a second podcast where we just watch their videos and discuss everything wrong with them. Like, not their opinions, but just their life.
It looks like on her page, like, are you on her, go on her Twitter page right now real quick.
This is thralling for our listeners. Just what we do in our free time.
It looks like, there's a post that says, it's like the fourth post on the page. It says, taking full advantage of the Mac Charlie bought me. We have exclusive content on mine that nobody else will ever see. Special scenes of lust and passion.
Oh, gross.
Is that gross? It's like a picture of like her leg and his head. I'm
I screenshot something that I still have saved in my phone for a special occasion if it ever calls for it. Because she deleted it. It's like her bent over the stove naked and he's going to spank her. And it says, we may fight about a lot of things, but I love it when he eats my ass. So I'm just saving that for a special occasion. Because I know as soon as I post it, she'll block me. Anyway, let's end the show before I become completely irredeemable.
Right. Freak. They're just freaking weird. They've given vegans a bad name.
They do.
Jesus Christ. I'm not even a vegan, and they just give them – I know they give them a bad name.
You're close enough. Now.
All right, let's wrap this shit up. Had enough of this shit for the night. Not you, Sam. Just like this Twitter shit. Can't believe that that's like right there and I missed it. God damn it. You do let me know when you fight with people more often. Because they're like stupid. See, so they try to like do a comeback and you're like, but no, you're stupid.
I keep my Twitter on private 90% of the time, so I don't respond to people a lot because they won't see my tweets. But sometimes it just calls for a special occasion where I take it off private and just call them out for being stupid as fuck. Anyway, do you got the end notes pulled?
I got the outro going here, yep.
Shoot, baby.
All right, baby. Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. What did we learn today, Sam?
We learned that it's okay to have a different opinion.
Yeah, it's okay to have a different opinion. That's right. Let's see. Okay, yeah. And we also learned that don't just use CGI for like cuts on someone's body. Just use practical effects for that shit. Come on now, people.
And we learned don't be vegan asshole.
Don't be a vegan asshole. Don't get involved with like redneck witches in the woods who do satanic rituals. Don't slip on slippy leaves on your stairs and break your back and die. Okay, great. Like what you hear, you can find Real Horror Show on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear. Follow us on Twitter at horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans and not space vampires? Comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Want to argue with us about something? Or think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers from the internet? Leave us a comment and let us know. Or check out the contribute page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. We post reviews sometimes.
I posted one on Saturday, and I'm attempting to write one on the Cloverfield paradox, but I kind of stopped taking notes and just watched the movie.
Hell yeah. I'm going to have to do one soon, too. I've been really busy, but don't worry. We'll do it. So just everyone just calm down.
How about we say this about our written reviews? We post them on all days except – wait. We post them on
– except days
– we post them on days ending with Y, but not all of them.
Exactly.
I'll update our Twitter.
So it's like a surprise. Yeah, it's like a surprise. So just like keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open for the next written review. Sam just did one.
Meters down.
On.
Which don't you wish now we watch that instead of this?
Yeah, I do. But actually, I'm kind of glad that we did watch this too.
Yeah.
Because it was so ridiculous. It's a doozy. So we love horror. And if you're listening, you do too, I hope. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal or sign up for monthly donations and receive special rewards based on your support level. Sam, we're going to have to like go back into that and like fine-tune that so people know what
to make a Patreon before we fine-tune anything.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, we'll get on that right away, everybody. But in the meantime, we have an Amazon wish list. So if you feel like buying us something that's tangible, that will help convey your love more than a monetary donation would, then go do it. There's stuff on there you can get for us. Okay, awesome. Do we have any other pertinent news?
I don't know.
I'm going to start. I got like the HelloFresh box thing. So I'm going to like make the food for the first time tonight. So I'll let you guys know how it goes.
We're not sponsored. She just wanted to buy it.
Yeah, we're not sponsored by them. I just wanted to buy it because it's like more convenient for me as of right now, but I haven't even tried it yet because I haven't had fucking time to do it yet. So there you go, HelloFresh. Maybe if you made your stuff, if I can make it faster, then I would have made it already. So
all right.
There you go.
Well,
there's that.
Before she gets more upset about this.
35 minutes is too long to make stuff. When you have a job like mine where you work into the wee hours in the morning, which I don't.
Well, anyway,
everyone, that's all I have.
Fuck off.
Anyway,
have a swell evening.
Fuck off and have a swell evening. But goodbye.